I appreciate
it. If I may, before we turn to the last topic, just let me give you one little snippet more about AI and,
sure.
and the military. And that was just a typical event. I was at a security conference in Bratislava, Slovakia, recently. And this question of AI and militarization came up. And it was a discussion on stage of some NATO generals. And their point was not, this is dangerous and runaway technology, or how can we get it under control, or what kind of diplomacy. The entire talk was, we'll beat the Chinese in this. We'll beat the Chinese in this. We can stay ahead. This is how generals think. Maybe it's right for generals to think that way, but it's not right for governments and diplomats and the public to think this way. And the generals must not be in charge. But their view was, well, we're just in another arms race. So we're going to maximize, accelerate in every way the deployment of these extraordinarily dangerous tools without any consideration for diplomacy, for ethics, for safety, for what can go wrong. And so this phenomenon that we see in Israel now, this phenomenon of so-called biodefense, whatever that is, but manipulation of dangerous pathogens, and the bravado and stupidity, I would say, of these generals thinking, we'll be ahead of our adversaries, as if this is the only approach to the dangers that we face, is really all around us. That's what I wanted to emphasize.